I'm Nathan Cones here with your Week in Review for Sunday, November 21st, 2021. At number 10 on our listeners' list of top stories, a driver flees the scene of a single vehicle rollover accident near Sac City. Authorities say that crash occurred on M54 just north of County Road D15. Two passengers left in the vehicle told law enforcement the driver had fled on foot following the crash. The investigation into that incident is ongoing. At number 9, a federal judge rules in lawsuit saying the Biden administration cannot enforce tax mandates. The ruling came down on Monday saying aspects of the American Rescue Plan Act were unclear and Congress did not have the authority to limit state taxation in that manner. Governor Reynolds says the ruling is a huge win for Iowa taxpayers and intends to continue cutting taxes where possible. At number 8, a Des Moines man has been charged in Carroll County District Court for alleged indecent contact with a child. 36-year-old Paul Sinowecki, formerly of Carroll, is accused of touching the inner thigh area of the then 9-year-old victim while staying at a home in Ralston 7 years ago. His preliminary hearing on the aggravated misdemeanor charge is scheduled for December 2nd. At number 7, one person was killed and two injured in a Friday morning crash near Storm Lake. The accident occurred last Friday on U.S. Highway 71. 33-year-old Juan Pena, the driver, was pronounced dead at the scene after he crossed the center line and collided head-on with an oncoming vehicle. Two other people were transported to Buena Vista Regional Medical Center for treatment of their injuries. At number 6, the Carroll supervisors regretfully accepted a long-term employee's resignation. Joanne Martin announced she would be retiring from the auditor's office at the end of the month. She's worked for the county for more than 3 decades. At number 5, 3 Carroll residents were cited for selling tobacco to minors. The Carroll Police Department recently completed tobacco sales compliance checks throughout the community. 3 Carroll individuals at 3 different retail locations were issued citations for failure to comply with existing laws regarding the sale of tobacco to minors. At number 4, a teen has been charged with vehicle theft. The Carroll Police Department received a report of a vehicle stolen from 15th and Salinger Avenue at approximately 12:53 a.m. last Sunday. A 15-year-old male was taken into custody on an Audubon County warrant for the reported incident. At number 3, no student injuries were reported in a school bus accident in Carroll last Friday. The accident occurred shortly after school dismissed at the end of last week. Students were either picked up by parents or transferred to another bus for transport. The bus driver, 73-year-old Paul Dern of Glidden, was cited for failure to obey a stop or yield sign. At number 2, the Carroll Community School District Board of Education votes to remove the Carroll logo from video board in response to lingering hard feelings over the stadium. The vote to remove the Carroll C was unanimous at the November 22nd meeting. The issue was brought to the board's attention after discontent over the stadium continues to impact the board's makeup. In an attempt to bring Carroll and Kemper fans together, the board will remove the C and work to find a replacement that the community finds acceptable. And then the top story from the past week, Iowa's walleye limit changes go into effect January 1st. Currently, anglers are required to release walleye between 17 to 22 inches long. They must be released, and then there's also a 3 walleye per day limit. Starting next year, the protected limit shifts to 19 to 25 inches at most fishing destinations and then 17 to 22 inches at Clear Lake. Be sure to visit iowadnr.com to check hunting and fishing regulations before heading out onto the water or field. And that does wrap up your week in review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.